everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead, Season 7, Episode 11, entitled Hostiles and Calamities. It's written by David Leslie Johnson, who's worked on Orphan as well as Wrath of the Titans.
I love that movie, Orphan.
Yes, same here.
And it's scary.
Directed by Carrie Skoglund, who's worked on The Americans and House of Cards.
Wow, another great resume.
Yep. Love House of Cards. Loved The Americans. Just could not. Yeah. I don't know. I need to continue with that. All right, Gary. We have watched the episode twice. We also did our Instinct cast. You loved it.
Yeah. I didn't think it'd be a good episode when I saw Eugene. I thought, damn, are they going to have a whole episode of this guy? Like they had the one of Morgan, which I liked the one of Morgan. But I have to say, this one was better. But he did have some supporting cast members with him, like Negan.
He had Negan. He had Dwight. He had
the doctor.
The doctor and the girl. Well, the few girls. So, yeah, good episode.
Yeah, the ladies.
The ladies love Eugene. Yeah. All right. I liked it too. Pretty good. Even the second time around, it was pretty good. I will say the only difference here I noticed when I did my notes. So, we rewatched it again yesterday, Monday evening. And today, when I was gathering my notes, I was like, oh, I'm missing some of my notes. I only see, like, a little small page of dislikes and a small page of likes. And then after I realized, although I liked the episode, one, we really did not have any dislikes, like one or two, literally. I think it's the least amount of dislikes we had for an episode. And then two,
Eugene played us.
Eugene. He has me confused. See, people jump on stuff too quickly. They get mad at stuff. You know, like even like let's just say the news these days. People, you know, there's a shooting and they're already reporting who the suspect is. And then the next day it's like, my bad. That was not the suspect.
Right.
This was the real suspect. It's like people judge too quickly. So I'm holding my tongue on Eugene until I get all the facts out.
I'm not.
Right now I have alternative facts. I need some real facts.
I don't like them.
We'll see. But other than that, yeah, I had like we didn't have that many likes as well. So we'll see if it's gonna how long the podcast will last. But I liked it. All right. So we'll, as always, we'll do our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then award and prediction. First on the likes list, we got a little flashback, a little playback, a little throwback Sunday.
Yeah.
With Easy Street playing and just seeing the difference of how Eugene took an Easy Street and was like, kind of, you know, I don't know if he did or I just imagined him kind of bobbing his head to it.
He was bobbing his head.
Yeah, he seemed like he was feeling it. Whereas it was a torture song for Daryl.
I'm pretty sure Daryl was bobbing his head at first. He was like, ooh, I got music. And then after hearing it on repeat and repeat.
Yeah.
And repeat.
The song that never ends, really. That's right. What that is.
And then they was using it as a torture tactic.
Yeah.
They were waking him up in the middle of the night with the song.
Right.
So every time he tried to get a little bit of rest, here comes Easy Street.
What if when Eugene, if Eugene ends up going back to Alexandria and like he steals that tape, like shit, I'm not leaving without this tape. And takes it, and then, like, one morning he's playing it.
Oh, Daryl's gonna kill him.
Daryl, you know, they might train you to, like, think, you know, how the mind, they can train you. And, like, Daryl's, like, he hears that song, he's gonna go freaking crazy.
Eugene is most likely to die that episode.
most likely to die Eugene that, definitely, that episode. All right, the Dr. Carson's pep talk with Dwight. I liked it, because it seemed like we got to know him a little bit more, and he's telling Dwight, hey, you can't have a big heart, not anymore. And this must have been too much for Sherry.
Now, I liked the conversation, but I was also confused by it. Because you couldn't tell whose side the doctor was on. Whether he was being real with him or whether he was just trying to get a little bit of information out of him. I'm going to soften him up. I'm going to tell him good things about his wife. Oh, yeah, she was a good person. She did this for you. Oh, you would want to let her go, right?
Right.
So this conversation confused me. And I'm still confused by it.
And apparently maybe Dwight was either confused by it or Dwight was mad that he had to hear that. Because he hearing that conversation pretty much confirmed why his wife literally really left him for real this time, and what she wrote in her letter.
You're right.
So maybe that's why he betrayed the doctors, because he doesn't want anyone who sees him for the truth or sees him for what he is, he doesn't want that anymore. Or sees and him maybe for
maybe he is that person his wife was talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe he is Negan.
I mean, he says it. Hey, even Eugene said it. We're Negan. You know, Eugene at the end.
Yeah.
All right. I mentioned this on our instant cast, but it's good enough to say again. Eugene, when he went straight into lying mode, when Negan's like, oh, man, you just smarty pants, you know? He's like, no, I'm actually... And he, like, changes his voice in the Genome Project. You know, weaponizing...
Oh yeah, Negan said, you're just a regular asshole.
Yeah, a regular asshole, yeah. Weaponizing diseases to that weaponizes disease. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Well, Eugene's trying to survive.
Yeah.
And that's how he got by the first half. And this is how he's going to get by now.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And if you think about it, he's not a regular somebody. He's not a regular asshole. Eugene really knows stuff.
No, he doesn't know stuff.
Eugene is the one who made the bullet. I mean, who knows how to do that?
Okay, I thought you meant he really knows, like, real government shit, like secrets and
stuff. He's really intelligent.
Okay.
He's smart. I mean, he's a creepy bastard.
Yeah.
Like, we used to watch them have sex.
Yeah, yeah, he's creepy.
Yeah.
He knows enough to lie, though.
He knows enough to survive.
Survive, yeah. Eugene's science fair project with the wives. Like I said, it was basic science and everything like that. But it was still fun seeing the wives have a good time. Whether they were faking their good time or not, at least they weren't, like, scared of getting touched by some man they don't want to be touched by, which is Negan.
Yeah.
You know, even that one girl, she just was like, I don't know how she hasn't, like, tried to run away at this point.
Well, she said something about them being a slave.
Yeah, she's like, we're just slaves.
She was so casual with it. Yeah, we're just slaves. Oh, never mind.
I'm not advocating for suicide, but if she was smart, she would commit suicide while she was in bed with Negan asleep. Because remember how they were saying...
You weren't advocating for it.
I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying when they were discussing at first that she wanted to commit suicide, even though we know that's not what she wanted. I mean, she may want it, but that's not what they were getting the pill for.
I think they were. I think they were getting one pill for her and one pill for Negan.
Well, if she's going to commit suicide, then...
Or do you think they were just getting both pills for Negan?
Both pills for Negan. Because they probably had enough sense to know, hey, do you remember he said, how much does she weigh?
Oh, okay.
They're going to need two of those for Negan.
Right.
But if she was willing to kill herself, she might as well do it while Negan's asleep.
I mean, did she kill herself?
The girl? Not yet.
I mean, we didn't see her anymore in the episode, did we?
Yeah, I mean, well, we saw her when Dr. Carson, and everything like that. That's when we saw her again.
No, I mean, after that. After the ladies came back, said she wanted to kill herself. Then when they came back again at the end.
No, but I mean, when they came back at the end, remember, they were only coming back themselves after the first time anyways. She was only with him that first time.
Yeah.
They saw twice. They saw Eugene three times. She wasn't there the second or the third time. All right, Sherry's letter to Dwight.
That was a good letter. It was sad. Dwight's in there crying like a baby. Nicole's in there crying like a baby.
Whatever.
Me, you know, my eyes just watering a little bit. That was a nice letter. And I don't mean nice like, oh, yeah, I love you, baby. But I mean, she wrote her heart out. She put her heart in that letter. And a lot of those were facts, which was they don't trust each other. She don't trust him. She did everything she did for him because she had made a mistake. It would have been better for them to die.
Right. And not only that, to me, it was closure. So I don't know if we'll see Sherry ever again or not. It's closure enough to know that, hey, she's not there anymore. And based on what she said in the letter, she's okay with if she dies. I mean, I'm not saying she's okay with it, but she knows there's a chance that she'll die out in the road, but it's still better than being there. And to me, that was the closure that she needed. And then even going a little step further with her saying, just telling him, trying to remember who you are. Like, try to remember one good thing. One good thing about that past, if that's what's going to help you continue on.
Well, I got something different out of it. I don't think she wants him to remember his past. That's why she let Daryl go. Because she said she knows it's painful looking at Daryl because Daryl reminds you how you used to be. So I don't think she let Daryl go because it was the right thing to do. I think she's still looking out for Dwight.
Well, no. Well, in the letter she said, try to remember one good thing. Okay. So I think she still does want him to remember. She doesn't want him to fully embrace this new Dwight. She, to me, in the letter, she still has hope that he will become the old Dwight again. And I think she let Daryl go because, like she said, yeah, maybe he reminds you of how you used to be, how he used to fight the bad, and how Daryl's still fighting the bad. But it was not necessarily for him. It was because she doesn't want to see Daryl end up turning out like how her husband is, because she knows good people can eventually go bad.
Right, I understand it from that perspective, that she don't want Daryl to. Going back to the letter, she's still saying that she don't want Daryl being a constant reminder to her husband, to Dwight, well, ex-husband, how he used to be. And you see it all the time. You see when Dwight and Daryl are interacting, or when Dwight think about Daryl, like he's trying to break him. But you could tell that, I mean, do he really want to break him?
I think he did.
He didn't, because someone who want to break you don't beg you. Someone who's trying to break you, they just keep trying to break you. They don't never stop to say, come on, just do it. Just say it. You don't understand what he's going to do to you.
I think he was saying that with him because he realizes he's broken. And he wants to see someone just as hard as Daryl get broken so he doesn't feel weak. Because if you can break Daryl as well, then he'll be like, well, damn, I know I'm not weak. It's just something that had to happen. You know, like say you get beat up by somebody, but then you see someone beat up Mike Tyson as well. You'll be like, okay, good. I'm not a punk. They were just a really good fighter.
Because you're
they
talking were, about that same person?
Yeah, that same person. You're like, whoa, they were able to beat up Mike Tyson. Okay, now I know it was not me that was weak. It's just that person was really strong.
So like if you beat me up, and then I see, like, a week later, my Tyson step on your toe and you beat him up.
Yeah, then you're like, damn, Nicole was really strong.
So Nicole not only beating up me, she beat up everybody.
She beat up everybody, right. And that will, so I think that's why he was kind of begging him, like, just please, like, I can't be the only one that broke. I can't be the only one that changed this bad.
I see your point, but I don't think so. I think he didn't want Daryl to go through the things he had to go through. I think he's genuinely have feelings for Daryl. Not that way, but you know, he has a respect for Daryl.
Alright. Well, Eugene sticking up for himself with the mean lady. I liked it because it's showing him coming into his own. Whether Eugene has turned to the dark side or not, time will tell. But we will say that over just this episode alone, I've seen him slowly transition. Whether he's faking it for the fake, hey, he's still doing it. And I kind of like that. Seeing, you know, not letting the lady, he walked away when the lady was told him to get his ass in line, but then he had to stop and he realized that in that case, he doesn't have to take orders from her because, hell, he reports to Negan, meaning she reports to him. I didn't agree with it, but I liked it.
Yeah, that was a dope scene. His transformation is cool. He's finally having the courage to do some of the things he probably always wanted to do.
Right.
He probably always wanted to break his friend of the line and say, give me those pickles.
Right.
Give me that fly swatter.
Yeah. I'll take this. Man, hell, I'm taking everything.
What else did he take?
He took, like, a whole bunch of knickknacks, a whole bunch of, like, different little pills. All right. Eugene's saying he's Negan. I like this mainly because it's like, you know, when it kind of brought you back. So many things brought you back to when Negan had Daryl. And Daryl was like, I ain't saying I'm Negan, you know, when everyone else was around that circle and he got beat up. And I'm sorry, I have to agree more with Eugene. Like, why take that ass whooping? Why? Just to prove it? And in this case, yes, we still don't know how serious Eugene is about saying he's Negan. He did sound pretty serious. But still, I command him, I'm not taking no ass whooping just to say I'm Nicole. What? I know I'm Nicole deep down inside. And that's fine with me if I'm the only one that knows that. But if I need to say I'm Negan to prevent an ass whooping, I'm going to say I'm Negan. And I knew that since my birth. Just like me, just damn where, like, you know, Eugene said it. I knew that since I got before. What do you say? I knew that since a long time or whatever bullshit he said. I just had to see.
Well, I don't think Eugene believes it. Mm-hmm. He said it too fast. He said it because it's the right answer.
Right.
Eugene didn't take time to think about it, to think about what exactly being vegan is. And like we said, he's trying to survive. He's smart. So when someone speaks too fast, they're saying what you want them to hear. Yeah, so who? I'm vegan.
Right.
He had the answer right. But I don't think Negan is stupid enough to believe that Eugene believes he's Negan.
I mean, unless he just has a big ego. But, I mean, he just thinks, well, hell, look, he's dying to come on my team. But we'll have to see, because when they're beating up people or killing people, I don't know if Eugene will be a part of that this early in his career as a Neganite. We'll have to see if Eugene actually participates in those activities.
Well, we know Eugene's about to be the doctor, so he's not going to have to. He's going to have his own little room. He's going to go in there when they take the pregnancy test. He's going to give it to him.
Man, he's not going to know how far along people are. He's just going to make some bullshit up. He is.
He's a reader. You read about it.
All right. And then last on the likes list is Eugene giving orders to the people that were working in the inn on the walkers. He's eating. He's like biting down on his pickles. And he's like, do that shit again. You're going to get something on you. Like, remember that scene?
Yeah.
And that's when Dwight came up to him. I'm like, this dude. This dude is sitting here. He's like real comfortable. He's made himself at home there.
Yeah, he did. And that part right there, I don't know whether that made me think he's changed, but this is something he always wanted to do. He always wanted to be in control.
Yeah, he's living out his dream right now. And if he does go back to Rick, especially with Eugene, with Negan saying, hey, did Rick ever use your talents like this? I think he's going to be a different person when he goes back. He's going to try to, he's going to demand some more respect. He might even put Rosita in her place.
He might.
Who knows? He might just have the balls to go up there and kiss Rosita. Like, when he's easier again. Like, here, woman, you're not going to disrespect me. Like, I can see him, I don't know. Like, you know, that might be, like, the next couple or something.
I doubt it. But, hey, zombie apocalypse, anything's possible.
Right. All right, dislikes. We really actually only have two, and one of them we've mentioned already before, which is pretty much Eugene with his crying face. It's just too
I hate that face.
Much. I'm so, like, we get it. He was scared.
He's going, like, full scared.
You never go full scared, dude. never go full scared. And he's at full scared every episode.
Every episode, he's crying. He's just, like, just extra scared. Too scared to be scared.
Yeah, I never see anyone else that scared.
And I'm thinking, is this a game? Is he playing a game where he's just this scared?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just this pitiful, they're not going to kill me. And if so, it's working.
Yeah, it is working. But I was going to say, if you're this pitiful, why would you even want the person? Like, man, you're too scared. I think he was even scarier than Pastor Gabriel when they found Pastor Gabriel hiding from those walkers. He looks even more scared than that. Because remember, actually, when Abraham first found him, he was just going to sit there and die, like, in the middle of the street by the walker. Like, eh. No. I think he was running. Remember, he's like, help, help. And I think that's when Abraham came and saved him. But he wasn't really trying to save himself, because he had a lot of room to walk around or run away from the walkers. And he wasn't doing much. So
maybe this is a survival technique.
Survival of the weakest.
Well, he's acting this scared just for survival, because we know his skill level is up. I mean, this dude didn't bit a dick. You know, he's protecting himself now.
Yep.
I don't understand why. Well, I'm just saying, maybe it's survival.
Right, right.
Eugene will do anything he can do, whether it's lie, steal, kill, cheat, to survive.
Right, yeah. All right, and then we have the walkers falling apart.
That was a big dislike. And like I said, we need a playbook. We need a rule book. Because we need to know how long can these walkers survive. We've seen walkers that was just full skeleton up there walking around chilling.
Nothing happened. I mean, the walker that Rick fought was full skeleton walker pretty much. And it had like little pines in it. or whatever, needles, whatever that stuff that was sticking out of it. And that was even pulling it apart. It was a strong, firm walker.
The walker Daryl fought.
Yeah, the biker walker.
The biker walker was like, what, like a swole skeleton.
Right.
So how are these walkers that Negan have just falling apart now?
Yeah, it didn't make sense. I mean, I know they needed it for whatever that part of the storyline, and then we'll see how farther it goes into the season, but...
And I can understand they need it for the storyline, and I understand that The Walking Dead really don't have to make sense if they don't want to. It's not going to stop us from watching it. But they need to make sense of something. And I demand they start right now.
Right.
Next episode, they better tell me about all the walkers.
Next episode is already filmed. You might go with next season. They're probably finished filming at this point.
They need to give me the levels of the walkers.
I agree, though. I agree.
They're not just going to give me an Arnold Schwarzenegger walker this week that's been around for like 15 years since the start of the zombie apocalypse. Then give me another walker that just died last week, but he's falling apart.
I agree.
You know, they're not just going to give me a walker they just shoot in the head just over half the series. And then one day somebody karate chopped the walker to the neck and he's dead.
Right. Because we've seen that.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not asking for too much. Just asking for a rule book.
Asking for consistency.
I don't even care if it's consistent. Just give me a rule book. I don't care if it's like, you know, the next season we're going to do what the fuck we want to do. Deal with it. Just let me know something. Just let me know that all the rules are out the window. And I'll go with it.
All right, well, that's all we got for that, for our likes and dislikes. If you guys would like to be a part of the podcast with your feedback, whether you agree, disagree, I ain't fearing shit, most likely to die, hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com, facebook.com/theverdictsin, or on Twitter @theverdictsin, and of course our website, theverdictsin.com. We do have a comment we missed last week from Gloria. This is for new best friends. I'll start off with this one. And she wrote, Nicole, I think Benjamin will be around for a while because he's just learning. It's going to be interesting to see how they have him grow. I agree. It would be interesting to see how they have him grow.
And but this history is, this is shows. Because this email is because Nicole keep predicting Benjamin over and over again.
Yes.
Most likely would die. And it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't. But you got to be right once. Eventually, you keep doing it. All right, and she continues, I knew Daryl was going to find Carol when he was told to stay at the kingdom. What other reason would they have to leave him there? He was always good taking care of himself. I wonder why they showed Daryl buttering up to the lion. Is something going to happen to Ezekiel, then Daryl gets the lion? That is interesting. I didn't even think about why they were showing Daryl Butter, but yeah, if Ezekiel ends up dying at the end of the season, at least they'll have a fallback to, okay, the lion has taken to Daryl. Yeah. Or the tiger. Nicole, it startled me when the rope was thrown down to Rick from the scavengers. I didn't know what was happening. Yeah, like, remember when they threw the rope down? I was like, I thought they were going to make him fight another walker.
Thought they were going to make him pillow fight another walker.
Yeah. Hey, it was a fight.
I don't want to talk about consistency, rules. No pillow fighting.
She goes, Gary, you are right about the wall. I think the scavengers could have done much better. Maybe it was meant to build with soft things so Rick wouldn't have any weapons to fight with. They did call the walker that fought Rick by name. I guess he was someone they knew. So I did hear that too. Like, maybe, remember we were like, who the hell's Winslow? She mentioned something when Rick's like, did you guys do that at the boat? And she's like, no, that was Winslow. And I'm like, well, who the hell's Winslow? So I don't know if Winslow was supposed to be that strong walker. Yeah, it still doesn't clarify anything there. Morgan will get his stick back, like Daryl got his bow back, like Michonne always gets her sword back. Like you guys said, it's part of their costume.
That's actually funny.
Yeah.
It's actually funny because it's true. It is a part of their costume. But, you know, I hope Morgan don't get his stick back. And the reason is, he don't deserve it.
I have something to say about that, actually, I thought about. But let me finish her letter. Carol's bad because she has three men to choose from. Ezekiel, Morgan, or Daryl. Which will Carol choose? Options. She'll choose whoever dies. She'll choose them right before they die. Like, I love you. I love you, Ezekiel.
Uh-oh.
He'd be like, after this, I want to start a life with you.
And then he'd be our most likely to die. Yeah, he'll be our
most likely to die. The moment she declares her love to anyone, they're most likely to die. And yep, that's all she has. So thank you for that, Loria. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Before I get with my comment that I have on Carol and Morgan, let me read another comment we have. It came after last week's episode, but it has to do with Morgan. Morgan is helping to sway King E. Asking for the staff, which the saviors wouldn't want, shows E that they are less reasonable. So this came from C Cipher. So what I gathered here, what he's saying is that Morgan asked for the staff back on purpose because he knew they wouldn't give it to him. And that was just going to let King Ezekiel know, like, see how unreasonable these dudes are? What do you think? Do you think that's what he meant by that?
I don't know. I don't know why he asked for staff back, but the crazy part is this would make more sense than him just asking for the staff back. So we were both like, what the hell did you do that for?
Right. Yeah. If that's the true reason, that I like that better than if him just asking.
Yeah, it will make sense.
So before we get to the next letter, and it's actually from C Cipher as well, I want to say, after listening to last week's episode and just listening to all the social media stuff and reading everything like that, I don't understand how people keep bashing Morgan, but no one has said anything about Carol not wanting to fight. Everyone says Morgan should be fighting. I can't believe him. But no one has once said, why isn't Carol fighting? Da, 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 da. I haven't heard that once.
True. And somehow I still don't care that Carol's not fighting.
See?
I still don't.
If Carol don't want to fight, that's her decision. But is Morgan don't want to fight? That punk ass don't deserve to be alive.
It's a difference, though. It's a big difference. And the difference is, Carol don't want to fight, so Carol's off on her own.
She ain't really off on her own.
I'm just saying, Carol's in a house, hidden away. Morgan don't want to fight, but Morgan want to show up to everything.
Yeah, but you know what? He's doing more than Carol is. Carol's taking from the community and not putting anything back. Whereas Morgan's taking stuff from the community, but he's still putting back.
I'm just saying that you always want to show up to the street brawl or the Royal Rumble, but you don't want to do anything when you get there. Why keep showing up? Why go somewhere as a bodyguard or an extra hand if you don't want to fight? Why keep being in a mix of everything if you don't want anything to go down? If you don't want to fight, go ahead, take the house beside Carol.
No. Okay, so the president has security, right? His security is hoping damn well nothing goes off. You know?
I bet they're not.
Yeah, they are. They're not saying, man, I hope I can get my fingers dirty today. Like,
I bet they are.
They're saying, man, I hope everything goes smoothly.
If I was security, I'd be sitting there like, man, I hope something pop off tonight.
No, that's the last thing they're thinking.
I can't wait to put somebody in the headlock.
But not only that, Morgan has acted.
But, I mean, these are not the, you're talking about a president. These are two different things. We're talking about somebody going to the danger zone constantly and not wanting anything to happen. Not somebody just walking around every day and they need that. They need that protection.
I'll go a step further.
In fact, don't even be in our conversations. When we're talking about going to war, Morgan, sit down. Go sit over there.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I'll go a step further. I was going to say military people. And last week you mentioned something about a movie where the guy did not want to kill, but he wanted to help out. And I couldn't remember what movie, but today I saw a trailer. It was Hacksaw Ridge. Yeah. Even though we haven't seen that movie, but in the trailer, he said something about he doesn't want to kill, but something, I don't know. These guys are going to be out here taking lives.
But he also said he didn't want to carry a weapon.
Yeah, that's what he said. But
Morgan walking around with the killer stick.
No. My point
is, I don't want to kill, but I'm about to take this machete with me.
Even in war, there's other stuff you can do to help besides kill.
Okay.
Besides kill the enemy. And Morgan, he did that. He prevented Richard from getting another bloody nose when Jared tried to hit him. So, yeah. There's definitely stuff you can do. Alright, C. Cipher also wrote, watch how sadistic Negan is. He insists on breaking everybody. Eugene being scared isn't enough for him. The scared guy almost killed him. The bullet. He's talking about the bullet. Negan has to build Eugene up just to break him down. He's building Eugene's self-confidence and giving him hope just so he can snatch it like a pimp. Well, he didn't say like a pimp, but he said P-I-M-P.
Same difference. Like a pimp.
So what do you think about that?
Sounds good. It may be right. In fact, yeah, I believe it. Because Negan didn't take Eugene to a little hole in cell or a little something inside the door. When he first got there, he took a different approach. He said, you know what? Let's give him his own room. Let's give him the master suite.
Right.
I agree. And that's a good one.
Yeah.
Good observation.
Thanks for writing, Nancy.
Thank you.
All right. We have an email from Tiffany. Hey, Tiffany.
What's up, Tiffany?
She wrote, hey, everyone. I loved this episode. This might be my favorite Negan episode yet. And I think it's because we finally can see his blind spots and Eugene's strength. Eugene was able to use his bullshit genome project story on Negan. Which means if Negan goes back to Alexandria and tries talking shit to Rick like, y'all hiding the fancy pants, bullet-making doctor, but now I got him. Rick and company will know Eugene hasn't turned, but is just surviving. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is good.
That is.
I like this. You do think Eugene is JSSing, right? And hasn't full flipped. That, Tiffany, I'm still undecided. I would like to think he isn't full flipped, but then I can't tell when he was giving those orders at the end and eating his pickle like he has no care in the world. He seems completely at home. Like, you know?
I think he's just living out his fantasy.
All right, we'll see.
Living out his dreams. Yeah. I always wanted to be the man, and now I am.
But you know what? It'd be really cool to see him flip, because I don't think we've ever seen someone flip, like, from Rick's team like that. Except for when Daryl kind of went with those, you know, claim people. But he didn't really flip on Alexandria. I mean, you know, Rick's crew. But it would be kind of cool, because it'd be a whole different character, a whole different thing for Eugene to see him really as a bad guy, because that's not someone we would ever even thought as a threat. So that part would be kind of cool if he did flip.
And really, he is a threat. Whether he's pretending or not pretending, he's making it difficult right now for them to just run up in there.
Oh, yeah, giving him Walkers, he had to give him something.
But he didn't have to do the bonus. Yeah, put a little metal on their head so nobody could hit it or whatever. Right.
Also, does Negan know the difference between an MD and a PhD? Because no matter what the doctor did, it seems a little short-sighted killing him in favor of a Dr. Smarty Pants. Right. I did think that, too. I was like, well, okay, whatever Eugene was talking about, he was a doctor more of a scientist level, not a doctor that's going to be doing surgery on people, you know?
Yep.
There's a difference. The storyline got a little confusing with Sherry and Dwight and the doctor, but without watching a second time, basically Dwight needed someone to blame and he didn't like the doctor. Which would kind of mean Negan is not actually smart, per se, but a master manipulator, aka Jim Jones. Yes, the cult leader. Yeah, I kind of think that too. Like when he comes in and people are all bending down, you know, kneeling to him. And I'm like, what the, you know, who decided this? And what kind of give us a hint of his background, which I only now care about.
And I'm with you. Well, I always cared about his background. I always wanted to know it. But hopefully they give us it soon, because this is supposed to be the season. According to Walker Stalker Con, he said this is the season where we get his background.
Okay, now, hopefully, I kind of want a little pre-apocalypse background and then into the apocalypse, because when we got the governor's background or backstory, it wasn't even really a backstory. It was kind of a flashback to what happened after he lost his group, you know?
Yeah.
So, even then, it wasn't like a flashback to what the governor did beforehand and seeing him with his daughter, his family, and stuff like that. All right, she wrote, Negan's wives seem to be doing some type of scheming, but how many are actually involved in the plot? and how many other people are scheming in the background to get rid of Negan? How long do you think these people have been at the Savior compound?
It has to be a couple of years, because when Dwight met Daryl, Dwight and his wife and her sister, it was a year then, right?
I don't remember. I mean, it's been at least, I don't know. I'm getting confused.
I'm thinking he said it was a year since they had the little truck with the name, old Babe, Betty, whatever the truck name was. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think they've been at the compound long, but I think it's just so many of them. They're just coming in and falling in suit.
Right, right. And as far as who's scheming, I think it's just those two wives out of the wives, because you just don't know who you can trust. But I'm sure there may be other groups scheming separately as well.
Right. Because it's hard to scheme. And those wives, they probably build a little bond where they kind of had to feel each other out, you know, test each other in different kind of ways before they could come up and say, or for one of them to come and say, I want to kill him.
Right.
Because you don't know who to trust. I could tell Nicole I want to kill Negan, and Nicole could tell on me.
That one wrong person.
Right. Or vice versa. She could tell me, and I want to get in good. And it's a trust thing. It all goes back to trust, because you could tell me you want to kill Negan. I could run and tell Negan, not because I want to be his good grace. It's because I don't know whether Negan sent you to tell me that.
Yeah, as a test.
As a test.
Right.
So Negan is playing a very calculated game, and he's winning. So there may be groups or different people inside the compound that wants to kill him. But I don't think that they're going to get together as a group or a lot of people, because you don't know who to trust.
All right. We got a little more. This is a nice long letter. We appreciate it, Tiffany. She has, Negan's other weaknesses seem to be Dwight. For the same reason Dwight wanted to break Daryl, Negan seems to want to break Dwight. Breaking such a strong, independent person would be demoralizing to anyone thinking about rebellion. I don't think brainwashing actually took. Daryl's a ghost in the wind, and if Dwight gets his own outpost, as the doctor implied, why wouldn't he take off like Sherry?
Right.
Yeah. I thought the doctor said something about you'll get your own outpost or something like that. All right, she says, stray observations. I can picture Eugene returning to Alexandria with the gaggle of women who think his pimp hand is strong.
Word up.
Despite his baseline tremor. Do you think he was doing any actual scientific experiments? I don't. I think it was equivalent of vinegar and baking soda, but still smart to have something to show them, you know? Exactly, yeah. I think that's exactly what that was. I think the girl who just wanted combo is going to be Eugene's main squeeze and make some stupid face Tostita Rosita look dumb. Wonder if she is really a scientist. Yeah, I kind of wondered that too. When she's like, oh, I can talk to Genome Project all day. But you think it's that Negan told her that, but... She might just be like...
Nigga had to tell her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but maybe she really does have that background, though.
Could be.
Do you think Eugene is going to take advantage of his standing and start his own stash of ingredients required to rise up? Why make 2 pills for these girls when he can make 20 pills and poison people at will and on demand? Yeah, like if he did make the pills, which he said he did, what is he holding on to him for? Is he going to use him when he's ready to use him? Or is he going to use him on someone else? I wonder why he even told him he has them.
That's a good question.
My next to die is one of the wives, or Rosita, or Ben from the Kingdom. Okay, peace out. Hi, Yolanda and Miss Gloria.
Hold up. Did she say Ben from the Kingdom?
Yeah.
Most likely to die?
Yeah. Benjamin, like I've been saying.
I don't think so. I think King Ezekiel would die before Ben, but that's just my opinion. Thanks, Tiff.
Thank you. All right, we have an email from Chantel, and I think this is her first time writing in.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Chantel. Hey, guys. Love the podcast. I have so much to say about this week's episode of the show, but I'm pressed for time, so I'll just say this. Oh, snap, Negan killed Dr. Carson, which means there is no medical doctor in his camp anymore. He thinks Eugene is a scientist, not an MD. They're going to need one, so you know where he's headed, right? To the hilltop to retrieve the other Dr. Carson. Dead Dr. Carson's brother. Oh, I wonder if his name is really Dr. Carson, the one that's at Hilltop. The one that was saying, I'll take care of you, Maggie.
Right.
Remember?
Wow. Maybe.
And we know who is at the Hilltop. Oh, see, here she goes. Yeah. Maggie, who Negan thinks is dead. And now Daryl, who left the kingdom to go there last week. Oh, yes. This is coming together. I like this. What the hell is going to happen when he sees them? Also, are we going to see Struggle Braids again? She's talking about Heath.
I don't think we'll see Heath again. You know, he has some other business. You know, he had to handle it in 24 hours.
In 24 hours, he's up there, you know, being Jack Bauer. No, I think we're going to see Heath again. I mean, they probably filmed. He probably had to take a few weeks off or 24. It may be a one-and-done season. Who knows? I think 24 is now no longer 24 episodes. I think it's 12 episodes long at this point. Yeah, because they did it for the last season. The season that came back like a couple years ago with Jack Bauer.
With Jack Bauer.
They did it for half the season.
Okay.
They said 24 is kind of the old way. It's still real time, but, you know, you probably see 2 hours within one episode or an hour and a half and then speed up or whatever. So I think Struggle Braids, a.k.a. Heath, will be back. I mean, there's no way they can just be
Struggle
like,
Braids.
He's missing.
That look crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? That may be what leads us to finding Tara going back to the ladies. Because what if they kidnapped, like, you know, the ladies Oceanside? What if someone from Oceanside had kidnapped Heath? Yeah. Love what you guys are doing. Please keep it up. Take care, Chantel. And I believe her Twitter name is @fashionandfaith. Awesome. Amazing. Thank you, Chantel. We appreciate you writing in.
Thank you, Chantel.
All right, you guys, and just remember, if you want to be a part of the podcast, dead@theverdictsin.com, Twitter @theverdictsin, facebook.com/theverdictsin. And also be sure to leave us a review and rating on iTunes if you have not done so yet. We would greatly appreciate it. All right, now to our award and prediction. I ain't fearing shit. Gary, who you give it to?
I would have to give the I ain't fearing shit to Dwight. I'm going to have to give it to Dwight. Because he's making moves not knowing if Negan was the one who let Daryl go and have his wife somewhere else. So he's going back saying, I killed her. Well, you know, Negan might have your wife. He may be setting you up right now. So Dwight with his lies and carrying on and everything and just trying to get the doctor knocked off, he's not fearing shit.
Yeah, that was pretty bold of Dwight to lie, because what if another outpost of saviors runs into Sherry? And like Negan said, yeah, if he lies, I'll just burn the other side of his face until he dies. I was like, damn you, Cole, you saying it right in front of him. Like, why did you even come back, Dwight? Every time Dwight leaves the savior's place, I'm like, dude, why did you come back? Every time he comes back, yeah. Why? Why'd you come back, dude? All right, my I ain't fearing shit is going to have to go to Eugene. You know, Eugene, he was strong. He did a lot. You know, he went into the saviors. He seemed really cool. Wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Oh, no. Okay. You guys, there's been a mistake. There has been a mistake. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. Sherry actually won. I ain't fearing shit. It was not Eugene. This is not a joke. I'm sorry.
Sherry, come to the stage.
Sherry, come to the stage. You know, envelopes, I'd be brave to do that. And I appreciate that. And I love that. And Sherry is my I ain't fearing shit. Some Twitter comments. Eugene didn't deserve that.
Yeah, because Eugene was fearing a lot of shit. Eugene was fearing shit a little too much.
Yeah, no. Sherry deserved it. I got the tallies right here. All right. Most likely to die?
Most likely to die, I will have to go back, like I said last week, and go with my main man, Daryl. Daryl will die. They will run into Daryl. Daryl will die. That's it.
All right. I mean, it'd be cool. It'd make me kind of mad that I didn't invest in one of those "If Daryl Dies, We Riot" t-shirts that were like really popular a few years ago. But
I think it's time for a major death.
A big one.
And if they're going to give us two major ones in one episode at the beginning of the season, you best believe they're going to give us one major one at the end of this season.
Right. And like I said, it'd be amazing. It'd be really cool if they don't do it in like the season finale or anything like this. Just do it in a random episode 7-12. Just a random episode where we're not expecting it. Be different. You know? But I will say most likely die for me, I usually say Ben, but since I did see the previews, it doesn't look like he'll be in next week's episode. So I'll take a break from Ben. He's still on my list, like definitely.
Still on the radar.
Yeah, he's still on my radar. But I do kind of like what you were saying, that Ezekiel will die before Ben dies. So I can see Ezekiel dying to protect Ben. And then the kingdom's like, we're going to war. That was our king. That was our king. You know, something like that. So I will allow, I'll put a small stipulation that it's possible Ezekiel will die, but it has to be in protecting Ben. I was going to say Glenn. Oh my gosh. R.I.P. So, most likely die for me though, since Ben is not there next week, I'm going to have to say Rosita. It showed her. So Tostita, which is what Tiffany said, she's not going to get smack talked by Eugene's new girlfriend because she's going to be dead before Eugene gets back.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know if saying Tostita is like inappropriate or whatever, but it rhymes with Rosita. It does. It does rhyme. All right, anything else you got? Oh, you didn't do your most likely to die. Oh, yeah, you did. You did. My bad. I'm lost. All right, until next Sunday, we'll be back with our instant cast. We hope you guys are listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.